Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Work Insanity, a show about keeping your sanity while you work from home. I'm Tom Merritt. I've been working from home myself for 10 years, running my own podcasting business and writing novels.
And I'm Patrick Beja. I've been working from home for over 10 years, doing production and podcasts and more. And actually, Tom, I have to confess something.
Oh, no. What?
The 10 years thing, the over 10 years that I've been professing for four episodes now, it's kind of a fuzzy count. I was working for and not, and then, yeah, I know. I've been
four episodes
I
haven't been in completely and the truth comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still, we have a show to do.
Yeah. Today we're going to talk about what are you wearing? Change your clothes. No, we're talking about, people like, oh, I'm going to work in my pajamas. We're talking about how what you wear and where you work, separating your workspace, make a difference. Why you want to treat work from home like work.
Yeah, because so the takeaway for this episode is that many people think they're working from home and so they're not going to work, but really you are, quote unquote, going to work. You should act like it. It changes not just the way you think about your workday, it changes how you work. So think that you are going to work. It will make everything better.
The workspace part of this is the one I resisted the longest, Patrick, and made the biggest difference when I finally gave in and started doing it. I've always changed my clothes, though. That was the one that I was like, yeah, work from pajamas. That sounds comfy. And again, we're with this show, we're not telling you that if it works for you, that it's wrong. But you might try putting on clothes, or not putting on clothes, but putting on different clothes. Whatever works for you, we're not going to judge. You might try changing into work clothes, because for me, it was definitely a way when I started from working from home to signal that I have gone from hanging out to having a focus. And it's just a psychological fact for humans that what we wear does affect how we perceive ourselves and how we act.
Yeah, it's almost, I guess, a psychological thing. I'm not going to delve too much into that because I'm not an expert. But we certainly touched on this on the first episode. It does affect the way you behave. And when we say, I think most people end up getting dressed at some point during the day. Maybe it's right before lunch, they go and take a shower. But the initial the initial way they think about it is, oh, I'll, you know, grab a coffee, maybe breakfast, and I'll sit at the computer in my pajamas, and kind of half the morning goes away. And until you've entered work mode, I really think that you're not all into it. And when I say in the takeaway that you are actually going to work and you should think about it like that, it really means, you know, go have your breakfast, go have your coffee, but don't start working immediately.
Right.
Go back in your room, go take a shower, get dressed, and then the workday starts. And it works with everything we've talked about, you know, the schedules, the breaks, the all of this, but don't mix the two. If you can avoid it, certainly in the clothes department, if you can avoid it, don't mix your home and work life as much as you can. Try to avoid that. And it certainly applies to the work space as well, if you can have a dedicated workspace.
Yeah, and even if you don't have a large living area, I know, you know, for some people they're like, well, I don't have an extra room I can devote to work. I live in a small space. That still can lend itself to like, this is the corner or this is the desk or even this is the laptop. If you have a separate work laptop from a personal laptop, just creating whatever separation you can will help you not be stressed out about work as much. And like I said, I resisted this for so long. I had a podcasting area set up from the beginning because that's what I was doing from home, but I would work in my living room. And in my head, it was like, well, I don't want to be in the studio. I was flipping it, Patrick. I was saying, well, when I'm in the studio, that's podcasting time. So in my prep time, I want to be in a separate area. And I would sit on the couch or at the dining room table. And
so kind of with the idea that you were working from home, so you would enjoy the benefits of working from home, right, by doing the prep like from home in your lounge and relaxing
go down to do the show, I'm going into the studio, right? Well, that was an artificial separation. And when I finally set it up so that I'm right now at the same desk doing this show that I would just do work, I really felt a stress relief. I really felt like, oh, now I'm at work. Whereas when I was sitting on a couch, not only is that not ergonomically great, but I was just always distracted by things around my house, things that are fun, things that are part of my home life, kind of subconsciously. And I didn't realize it until I removed myself. And I felt like it's hard to explain, but I felt a weight come off when I actually sat down at that work situation and said, ah, now I'm separated. I can go out into the home life. And that's the beauty of working from home, is home is just a couple steps away, right? But I'm not in both worlds all the time. And that just, it took some kind of extra load off my brain.
Yeah, I've worked from home in apartments that were much smaller than the house we are in right now. I live in the countryside in the middle of the forest, and we have a large enough house that I have a dedicated home office room. But there have been times when I would work from, you know, we had a one bedroom apartment, and I would have my office, quote unquote, in the living room. And it would be a desk, not necessarily a gigantic desk, in that living room. And even then, I guess most people, if you work from home, you're going to have at the very least a desk with your computer to work from. Hopefully, you'll have an external screen, because working on a laptop screen for a long period of time is definitely not a great thing for your health. But if you have at least that, you know, a desk and a home screen and an external screen, you have a workspace. And what I did, even in those days when I didn't have the dedicated room, is I would not even look at that desk until it was time to work. And I would leave it when it wasn't time to work anymore. So it's almost, as we kind of mentioned, it's almost more of a psychological thing. It is definitely entering work mode and not letting the one bleed into the other. And so it's completely doable, even if you don't have a dedicated room. The clothes, the daily routine, and the space do a lot to help with that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
like Patrick was saying, having your coffee, your breakfast, taking a shower, changing into your work clothes, that helps with routine, like we were talking about in our first episode. It helps set the boundaries of, now work is beginning. It helps reinforce that. And as far as taking breaks, one of the big realizations of having a dedicated workspace for me was when I took a break, it really felt like a break. Whereas when I was working in the same room where I was taking the break, I didn't change locations, right? It really did feel different for me to like, oh, I'm going to get up and go have lunch now. And I would go into a different room with different scenery, and the dogs don't really like to come into my office because, you know, they don't work. So I would get to see them more and hang out with them. And suddenly break time was more of a break, and it helped me with that work separation we've been talking about.
Yeah, totally. I think it is definitely if you can have a separate room, do that. Mm-hmm. But even here, I have because my work is also playing games. I do talk about video games and tech, but I have a TV and consoles in my office. And when I take my lunch break, which I talked about earlier, I come back in the office and sit down at the big TV and watch something. But even that act of like just sitting on another seat in the same room is enough to make it feel like something different. So it absolutely impacts the way you feel throughout your day if you do it like that. And I really don't think, unless there are some extreme cases, that it's not possible. Like, I have a hard time imagining someone who would actually work from home who couldn't design even a tiny, I'm sure it exists, but even a tiny small workspace that would help in that regard.
Yeah, and you may have to get creative. You may have to. Some people have even gone the whole, Les Nessman from WKRP, the old TV show, put a tape down on the floor. It may or may not be necessary, but whatever works for you to make that separation. And the clothing is a part of that, right? It's saying I am now in work mode, and I am going to my workspace. And again, even if you have the ability, and this is something that not everybody will have, but if you have a work phone and a personal phone, if you have a work laptop and a personal laptop, keeping those separate, keeping those in separate areas as well, can be a reminder if that's something at your disposal. It's not something that's at my disposal. I just have the one, but that's because I work for myself. So it may not work for everybody.
No, I think it's very tempting to start working as soon as you wake up, because you check email and you sit down and you're, again, having breakfast, drinking your coffee, and you keep going. I think if you have to check your email when you wake up, so you start working when you're still not even in your pajamas, if you're still in bed, I think that, you know, understandable. But if you can, try to do it when you're waking up, and then go back to, this isn't work day yet. Like, take your breakfast without your phone in your hand, or if it is for fun things, not for work, and then get back into work mode. As with everything we're saying, different people have different things that work for them, and something, you know, that doesn't exactly fit what we're describing might actually work better for you. So if you have to start working in your pajamas, maybe you have to, but really try to make it a short burst and then have the real break. Because again, if you don't, it will start eating up at the entire thing. Sitting down in your pajamas and starting to do your emails is going to end up with you in the middle of the morning realizing, oh, wait, what am I doing again? And that's not the best way to approach it, probably. Yeah,
that made me think of something, because there's the whole work-life balance issue here as well. Even if when you work in an office, there's that working from home after you get home from the office challenge, and people have various ways and successes with dealing with that. You know, should I be checking my work email at home? Sometimes you have to. Maybe there's a project on. But there is a natural separation there where you know, hey, I'm checking my work email at home right now. And that's not maybe that's not normal, or it feels like, well, it's because we're so busy and this is an exception and I wouldn't normally do this. When you work from home, that cue isn't there. And I think that's another reason where having separate clothes, separate workspace, maybe separate equipment helps maintain that cue, so that if you are checking your email in the morning because there's a super busy project or something like that, it feels different. It feels like an exception rather than, like Patrick's saying, it just starts to blend into the rule and suddenly you're just working constantly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the easy way to think about this, the thing that I want you to take away from this entire conversation is, if you're in the mindset that you're working from home, so you're not really going to work, put that away from your mind. Like, you are actually going to work, and you should act like you are going to work, even if your work is, you know, a couple of steps away in at the desk in your living room.
Yeah.
So just act like you are going to work. It's going to improve a lot of things.
Yeah, it really does make a difference. That's it for Work Insanity. We hope we helped you bring a little sanity to your work life from home.
You can send us questions at contact@workinsanity.net. We will be doing Q&A episodes, so do send in those questions. We'll be happy to answer them. For probably, if you send questions that we don't want to answer, that are, you know, maybe personal, we won't. But if it's fun and interesting questions, we will. That's a promise. I'm Patrick Beja. You can catch up with me at NotPatrick on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And I'm Tom Merritt. You can find me at TomMerritt.com. And you can find both of us at WorkInsanity.net. We'll see you there.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.